If I could talk, the stories I could tell is the Bill Elder Podcast on this second day of September 2010, coming up on a holiday weekend here in the United States, and it's probably going to be a bank holiday in Britain, too. We always seem to coordinate that, right? So, yeah, Monday is Labor Day, and so it'll be a holiday here. I hope that you have a big weekend plan, and I hope that it includes enjoying and joining all of us for Stick Aid 2010 at noon on Saturday. Miles Dyer and the group are going to start raising money again for UNICEF, and it's a fantastic endeavor. It's stickam.com/stickaid, or you can go to stickaid2010.info. It's also a Facebook page for it as well. So get involved. Give what you can. It's simple. It's simple to do. And I think you can even give by PayPal as well. So I think that's what I do. Anyway, join us for that. Big Apple meeting yesterday. Steve Jobs. First time I've ever seen it streamed, which it was. And I had it going here. Man, I had Leo Laporte and Twit TV on the Mac. And then on the iPod Touch, I was watching Steve Jobs as he was doing the presentation live. And I don't know why, but I guess, you know, it was fun. But I find myself about a year ahead of Apple. And I don't mean that. This may offend some people, but I don't mean this in an uncomplimentary way. But the things that I need a year before they come out with them. For instance, the Touch is the perfect example. And I've been waiting on the Touch, and I said, last year, they've got to put a camera in it. This is a no-brainer. The Touch is perfect for a camera. No camera. Yesterday, it got two cameras, and I've got a Touch. Now, what I did do is, because the iPod Touch did not come with a camera, was I treated myself to a Kodak ZI-8, which is a portable device. It's true 1080p, and it's magnificent. It really is. So I'm glad I've got that, but I no longer need a camera in the Touch. Now, the one thing that may push me over the edge is that the new Touch has a microphone. Because it has a camera, it has a microphone, and that would make it easy to do Skype calls and to communicate. In fact, you could sign up for Skype LAN calls and use it like a phone, you know, and no contract. So it's got a lot of possibilities. iPad, new things for the iPad, and I did appreciate that they're opening it up to be able to print. I haven't bought into that yet because you can't really be creative. You know, if I'm going to buy something, I want to be able to produce stuff on it, which is why I said I would probably get a MacBook before I get an iPad. But opening that up, maybe they're going to open up some more. Once it gets a camera on the iPad, and I think that's bound to happen, it's got to open it up for some more content and maybe doing some better things. I don't know. It just depends. It's all in stages with them. You know, it's like they get in a back room and they go, how can we drive these people crazy? So anyway, Twitter is another thing. Have you noticed that Twitter, they changed somehow the algorithm for logging in and for getting your messages? And so now on the Touch, what do I use? Is it Twitterific or something? Or, you know, oh, dear God, give me tweets or what? Yeah, Twitterific is what I use. And it won't log in anymore. In fact, I'm trying to get my messages now, and it just tells me I'm not a valid human. Yeah, well, all that'll change. By the way, I'm very grateful to the people at Stick Aid for asking me to do a video, which I have done. It always is a treat for me to be included in this, and I'm honored to be a part of it. I don't know when it will be played, but you all, and I mean this in the true Southern term, not y'all, but you all were part of a guinea pig group, and I tested a piece. The piece that I put on my channel is in this 5-minute video that I did for Stick Aid. And I was testing it to be sure that people reacted the way that I thought that they should react before I put it online. So I included it in the video. So it's going to be fun. It's got some interesting and fun things. And there's some great folks that are making videos this year, too. So, you know, they take a 5-minute break. And the first, they did this, I thought this was really smart. They got people to make 2 or 3 minute videos as well. So you'll see a lot of great YouTubers on there and probably get some great ideas from some sort of channels that you haven't been subscribed to. So that's kind of fun. Wow. Boy, am I lengthy today. Let's end this. We'll see you tomorrow.